All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb.
Yes.
And we're talking about all kinds of stuff today. What we do on this podcast is we find things, stories maybe that, as they say, didn't make the cut. Mm-hmm. For the morning show, or it's just something random maybe we found on the internet later on. I want to talk about this because this is something I've been seeing go around the internets a lot lately, and it's a study by a place called Voucher Cloud, and I may try and look them up to see more about what they have to say.
Uh-huh.
But it's about PMS.
Okay, all right.
And it says that men suffer PMS symptoms just like their partners.
Oh, okay. I want to hear more about this, actually.
So from what they say, as a brief synopsis, around 25% of men experience cramps, mood swings, cravings. Also, as when their partner is cycling, men often become depressed and distant. And they say 58% of women say their partners have some of the same PMS symptoms that they do.
I mean, it is kind of true. Anytime I get a sweet craving and Steve's around, he tends to join me for this sweet craving.
Right. I mean,
and I'm like, you're supposed to stop me.
It's just like when another person, when the, you know, you're having a baby, for instance.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. They always say, like, oh, well, you know, it's like sympathy pains,
yeah,
or sympathy, you know, cravings. And I've known people that, yeah, they've been like, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, I'm craving all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, I've noticed that your husband's gained some weight. Is he doing that because you guys are eating the same strange things?
Yeah.
I know some people that are like, well, I'm eating for two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're a guy. You're not the one carrying the baby.
And he's like, well, I guess I'm eating for three then, because,
right,
I'm supporting the other two.
But I will say, I mean, I suffer.
I was going to ask, yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. All of these things. I am definitely in this side, whether it be cramps or bloating or any of that stuff.
Can I ask what your cramps feel like? I want to know.
Oh, because you're going to be like a woman and say, well, you don't even know what it feels like. It's like sharp pains being stabbed by a knife.
I am kind of like a woman, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like, okay, guys experience pains as well. I mean, I know that a lot of times women give men a hard time when, like, we're sick.
Well, I mean, it's true because, you know, we can, like, have babies come out of our bodies. And
right.
You guys are like, oh, I have a cold. And we're like, yeah, well, a whole human just formed inside me and then walked on out. And then, bam, that wasn't fun. I can't really say much about that because I've never had a baby.
Right.
But at least the experiences I've heard from other people.
Absolutely. But, yeah, we have pains, too.
All right.
We experience that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you guys can... kicked in the crotch can,
right,
can probably hurt. What does that feel like exactly?
What does that feel like? Have you ever been hit by a car?
Have you ever been hit by a car?
I've been hit by a slow car,
okay,
before.
No.
But it's close. I'd say it's somewhere around that.
Yeah.
But imagine the car hitting just one small area. not the entire body.
I wanted to make a comment about what you just said, but I won't,
right,
because I guess I'll try to be appropriate with our podcast.
Yep. Keep it clean.
I know. I'm just messing with you. But I'd imagine. I mean, but same thing, though, by the way, when, like, girls get hit in that area, I'm like, it's still painful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the same kind of pain that you guys are experiencing. But yeah, I mean, I can get that, like, how guys can feel some type of, like, sympathy,
right,
kind of pains with this because, yeah. Well, and you guys have to deal with... I'll be honest, I get pretty cranky at times where I'm like, all of a sudden I just...
Well, that's the thing, too, is like
over.
The crankiness and all that stuff. The guys will experience that, too, which is not fun.
No.
I mean, when you're both doing it, when you both have the crankiness at the same time.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Oh, yeah. Because then you're just at each other's throats. And you're,
right.
Or you're just like, get away from me right now. And luckily, at least when it comes to PMSing, I can... try to, after that moment, I can try to be more rational, be like, okay, you're acting this way because you're feeling mm-hmm. all the feels right now. So, like, easy there. Try to come down and, like, come back down to reality. Like, it's not as terrible as you think right. it might be in this moment.
I'm trying to figure out who this voucher cloud place is. I've never, you know, when you find these studies
yeah.
and you always are like, oh, man. This study came out and it says all this. But I'm like, where is this study even from?
Oh, no, I always have thoughts like that. I'm like, there can't be this many studies. Come on.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like,
where are you finding this?
How many people actually took part of your study?
Exactly.
Is it just like, yeah, so I went to a restaurant and I gave them a comment card and I got like 10 people. So, but because that's the thing. It's always when these surveys come out and then another survey comes out saying, yeah, that's debunking that survey.
Yeah.
So yeah. So guys, ladies, if you're experiencing both of the same things, it's not normal.
And eat ice cream together because yeah. it'll make it better.
Grab yourself some cookie dough, any of the stuff you need. What, you know?
Last weekend, Steve and we purchased a thing of like Oreos because we're like, it's orange for Halloween. We
did
need
you get
these.
The family pack?
We got the regular one.
Ugh.
Just
you gotta. You
wait,
gotta.
What's the family pack? Like an extra like oomph to it?
There's like an extra section.
Ah, dang. No, I guess I didn't see that on the shelf. But yeah, we pretty much like, yeah, those are gone now.
Every time I get Oreos or any of those things, get the family pack. You're gonna eat them.
But that's the problem is they get you. And there's something about eating Oreos. I know we've just like strayed off kind of in a way, but. When it comes to eating Oreos, I notice like you're eating it, you're like, ah, mm-hmm. delicious Oreo. And then like that last little bite before you like swallow the Oreo, that's what hits you to crave
right.
like, the craving to make you want more. I was like, what do they put at that last bite? What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what's in that, the cream filling in the middle, but yeah, that's definitely got some sort of addictive
oh my gosh,
thing
yeah.
in it.
It's ridiculous.
But yeah, if you want to check out that, that survey. You can just find Voucher Cloud somewhere. I don't even know what Voucher Cloud does, but I promise you, I'm clicking on it right now. It's not a virus. So
give me vouchers. Wait to spread yeah. viruses.
I mean, no. I don't know if it's going to give you vouchers for stuff or not, but
that's what I was hoping for.
It's a British survey.
Oh, so it might take at least like 15 days to get here if you are trying
absolutely,
to get a voucher.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It might not be
yeah.
valid here.
And the voucher, yeah, it'll be for some store that only exists in London, a grocery store or something like that. Yeah. But. Anyways, that's about it for the Brunch Time podcast. We're going to go eat brunch now because now we have cravings.
Yeah.
But if you want to subscribe to this podcast, you can find not only this episode, but many other episodes. Just search for 98.3 The Coast and subscribe. I taught my mom how to subscribe.
That's good.
She said, I'm not getting the podcast. And I was like, yeah, you are. I subscribed for you. I did it for her.
Oh, no. I was going to say, did you tell her to, because how we tell people to go find your podcast wherever you find your podcast. Did she like look under a rock?
She did at one point. She looked in the backyard.
You're like,
she
Mom,
even,
it's
she
a
even,
joke.
She even removed the back deck
oh.
off of the house.
Whoa, she was really searching.
And she
for them.
Said, I've been digging. She even was pulling up roots thinking like, oh, maybe if I just follow this string.
She's ruined her plants.
It's going to get me to, yeah, I don't know what happened. My mom, now my mom just has a pile of dirt in her backyard.
That's what happens. Don't go searching for podcasts, just any old place.
Yeah.
Like,
don't. Yeah.
We were just messing with you the whole time.
Bury your money in the backyard. We don't bury our podcasts there,
but let us know where you bury that. You know, why
yeah,
not?
Absolutely. I mean,
share some of the wealth.
So yeah, go subscribe. And then, we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast, possibly tomorrow or
question mark
someday. We'll see. All right, bye.